A long, long time ago, I can still remember how this series used to make me smile. And I knew if we had the chance, we could stop these petty rants, and maybe we'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every single post on Twitter. Bad news on the laptop. There's no time for one last clop. I can't remember if I cried when I reached the end of the ride. But Larson touched me deep inside the day the fandom died. Why is there Alicorn Twypod? This will be the day the board dies. This will be the day the board dies. Did you write?
Of the past, and season 3
the board dies. Oh, and we were all in one place, a fandom gone without a trace, with little chance to start again. So come on, Jack D. Herbert, Jack, be quick. Jack sat down on Raver's Dig, 'cause Slash MLP is your only friend. And as I watched the posts upon the page, my shaft was gripped in fists of rage. No way in fucking hell could I break Fodderick's spell. And as the lads posted into the night to White Knight what they thought was right, I saw Tinker laughing with delight the day the fandom died. She was singing, why is there Alicorn twice? I saw a pony whose coat was blue, and I said, I want to come in you. She just smiled, then flew away. I went back to the sacred board, where I felt the magic years before. But the Jennies said the bronies all were gay. In the tubes, the show was too. The bronies cried as Hasbro screwed, but not a fuck was given. The distance had been driven, and the three boards I frequented most said ponies weren't okay to post. I gave the link to Pony Toast the day the fandom died. And I was singing, why is there Alicorn Twi? Put the bronies in the basement and then lock them inside. Slash MLB was posting Doom, Paul, and cried, this will be the day the board dies. This will be the day the board dies. I was singing.